Hi everyone and welcome to today's conversation. So today we're talking about studying in Bavaria and we're going to go through what parents need to know. My name's Emma and I have two really important jobs. First of all, I'm a mum and my grown-up daughter is studying away, so I understand the thoughts, concerns, perhaps even worries of parents out there. And secondly, I'm an international student advisor, so I often get to hear these thoughts, worries and concerns from potential students and their parents when they're thinking about study options abroad. Parents are often concerned for their children. When they think about Bavaria, they ask, is Bavaria safe? Can I afford it? Will my child get good support? So we're going to go through all these topics one by one. And I'm really happy to do this conversation with you, Daniel. So you're also an international student advisor and we work together. So thanks for being here.
Well, Emma, thank you for letting me be here. And I think it's a great topic, the one we're going to be talking about, because, well, in my experience as an international student advisor, I deal with parents myself as well, even though I'm not a parent, and with lots of different inquiries from prospective students. And in general, I can say that, well, the different inquiries that they have are not that different from each other. They're just looked up from a different perspective. So I'm very much looking forward.
Yeah. So studying abroad is a massive, massive step for not only students to actually take that step and do it, but also their families and their loved ones. You know, everybody's thinking, doing and organizing with them. Let's start off with the basics. So we are located in Germany. And Germany has become increasingly popular over the years and is becoming more and more of the educational landscape. Originally, only countries like the US or the UK were interesting for international students. But now people see Germany as a destination more. For your perspective, Daniel, why do you think this is?
Well, there are different reasons for that. I think the most important one is the high quality of education in Germany. And the other one will be, well, that German universities in general have a strong reputation. So it's a good combination of both quality and reputation. And on the other hand, I think the key factor here is affordability. Compared to other nations, yeah, Germany is a very affordable place to study.
It certainly is. And that's really quite surprising for people because when they first look at options, they assume that everything's going to be really expensive and are often quite pleasantly surprised because in comparison to other countries, Germany is seemingly affordable.
Absolutely. And on the other hand, well, it's important to take into consideration that Germany has one of the strongest economies in the world. Many global companies are settled here. Mm-hmm. And, well, especially in areas like engineering, technology and manufacturing, there are lots of opportunities bringing in students to in a very privileged place to start their career paths here.
Yeah, because I know that you parents out there want your children to be financially independent after they've graduated. And so Germany and especially our region in Bavaria is a super, super place for young professionals.
It's also a very well organized place. It's very safe and, well, in general, it provides with lots of good opportunities. And I can reassure you that your kids are going to be in one of the best places in the world to start their career.
Yeah, I do agree. Germany has many different regions, of course. Now, we're here down in Bavaria, in southern Germany, and so let's focus on Bavaria a little bit. What makes Bavaria an attractive destination to study?
Well, on top that Germany, well, has a very strong economy, inside of Germany, Bavaria has one of the strongest economies. It's home of very, very much many important companies, and the region has a very good quality of life. So people all enjoy from great cities, beautiful landscape. So it was a very rich history heritage.
Yeah, and it's really great to live here. It's great to live in the heart of Europe. That's something that I have always enjoyed since moving here from the UK many years ago. And you can just get in a car or get on a train and reach another European country really quickly. So I think we both enjoy that, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
And even though Deggendorf is a smaller city than other ones, I think that's something that makes it very special. It's quieter, it's safer and more affordable than bigger cities in Germany.
Yeah, and I think that parents probably appreciate that because sometimes a smaller city or a town feels more manageable and less daunting if you're living and studying abroad for the first time.
Absolutely. And I think the biggest perk of it all is the sense of community, not only in the city, but also at the university itself.
Yes. So that's a good link onto the university itself. Let's talk about Deggendorf Institute of Technology, which we'll refer to as the DIT. So often as an advisor, I explain the differences between traditional universities and universities of applied sciences, of which we are one. And I explain the differences. So would you care to go through these differences, please?
Well, of course. DIT is a public university of applied sciences, as you were mentioning. And I think the most important thing is the practical and career-oriented education that we offer. We offer real-world projects through the studies and very much a hands-on approach, which makes it very practical-oriented.
Yeah. So students can really enjoy modern hands-on teaching.
Exactly. Also, another important difference that we should mention, I think, is that generally speaking, we have smaller groups. That's a very big advantage
on
the one hand. And on the other hand, the internships are collaborations with the industry.
Yeah. So potential students often ask us if the DIT or their studies here really prepare them for the German job market?
Well, that's exactly what we aim to do. We have a very good career service. They take care of, teaching our students real life skills that they'll need to integrate in the job market in Germany. They do CV checks and they basically prepare them for what's coming.
Yes. So I did mention the German job market, but of course they're prepared for the job market anywhere in the world. I mean, they have international degrees and great intercultural skills at the end of everything. So let's talk about the language. So I often hear, does my child need to speak German fluently before starting studies in Deggendorf?
Not necessarily. Well, at DIT, we offer different English thought programs, especially in the areas of engineering, business, and IT. However, if they speak German, it's of course an advantage, but it's not a must.
Yeah, so students can start their degrees entirely in English.
Yes, but at the same time, German lessons are part of the curriculum. So we strongly encourage students to learn German while they are here.
Yeah, and that's a really important thing, actually, because even though studies and exams might be in English, daily life in Germany does still involve German.
Yes, of course. It's very important, especially for internship and career perspectives. And that's why we offer free German lessons through, the university life for any of our international students.
Yeah. So let's change the subject a little bit and move on to something that's often on people's minds, expenses, financial matters, and fees.
Of course, talking about money, it's important. European students do not pay any tuition fees at our university. However, they have to pay a small contribution, let's say. It's often under 100 or it is under 100 euros, so it is not much money.
No, that's surprisingly low, isn't it?
Exactly. On the other hand, students from overseas, they do have to pay a moderate semester fee. However, it's very much affordable compared to other countries.
Yeah. And of course, they need to afford their living expenses as well, you know, their rent for the flat and their food and any other expenses that they might need. How much do they need for that?
Well, on average, an international student needs roughly or around 1,000 euros monthly for covering all expenses, including food, living in general, housing, so as health insurance. Of course, it depends on the means of living of everyone.
Their lifestyle,
exactly.
Yeah.
But 1,000 euros more or less monthly should be enough.
Yeah. And of course, it's worth noting that Deggendorf is way more affordable than other larger cities here directly in our region, like Munich or Salzburg. And plus, there's another advantage that they can get around to campus and town without public transport, without spending money on buses or trams. They can simply walk or go on a push bike.
It is indeed. I think it's one of our biggest advantages, just the affordability.
Yes. Well, what about safety? Is Bavaria safe?
Well, Bavaria is extremely safe. Actually, crime rates are the lowest ones in the country. So I can frankly tell you or reassure you that Bavaria is the safest state in Germany.
Yeah, it certainly does feel safe. And it's also really clean. That's one thing I noticed when I came here. There's no graffiti. There's no rubbish lying on the street. I mean, kids at school and in general, kids at school are taught to respect the environment that they live in, and people generally do that. People pick up their litter and go recycling and look after their own environment.
Well, I guess parents are also afraid of, healthcare in general.
Yeah.
And therefore, it's important to mention that health insurance is mandatory for all international students studying here in Germany. And once they are insured, they have coverage everywhere. Germany has one of the best healthcare systems in the world. They have access to physicians, specialists, hospitals, and whatever they need. And that independently if they are studying in Pfarrkirchen or in Deggendorf or in Kamm.
Yeah, which is really reassuring from a parent's perspective. So let's talk about student support. So moving to another country can be really, really exciting, you know, as we both know.
Mm.
But it can also be really challenging and quite daunting sometimes. How does the university support students?
Well, we have a really good international office. It supports students with, whatever they need during their time here. They support with visa issues, questions about registration, living in Germany. They provide advice when it comes to housing, so as everyday issues.
Yeah, and orientation programs are also organized, aren't they?
Yes, of course. The international office organizes orientation weeks, so they try to integrate students from abroad from the very first day on. There is a study buddy program, which is a great chance to make friends from the very beginning and, show our students around here.
Yeah.
They first arrived.
Yeah, so they are looked after. And the university does look to see that new students develop new friendships.
Well, that's on the one hand. On the other hand, I think we also encourage our students to be independent, which is one of the most important skills that, a pupil, a kid, your children learn when you are or that when they are living abroad, basically just being independent.
Yeah, it's part of the growing up process, isn't it? To be independent and to look after your own stuff. Yeah. So let's move on to housing. Where do students live?
Well, students live in different situations. A lot of them like to live in dorms. However, many of them decide to live in shared apartments. So both things are possible and very common among international students.
Yeah, and students all have other student neighbours, or perhaps they live in a flat share with different students from many different countries, either other international students or German students. So they're in a very academic and multicultural environment, which is really nice for them.
Exactly.
So finally, let's talk about the future. What happens after graduation?
Well, Bavaria offers, in general, excellent career opportunities, especially in areas like engineering or technology. It's a very good place to start your career, since international students, after finishing their studies, can stay here with a working visa. So there is many options for them in the future if they decide to look up for a future in Germany, or German degrees are recognized worldwide. So if they want to pursue their future somewhere else, that's also a great opportunity.
Yeah. These internships during their degree probably really help with that transition later to professional life, I think.
Very much. Students actually start building up their networks while they are studying. And in many cases, this often leads to direct employment afterwards.
It certainly does, yeah. So before we finish, I'd like to ask you personally one final question. If you could give any message to the parents out there who are considering Bavaria for their children, what would it be?
Well, as a former international student myself at DAT, like taking out my glasses of a student advisor, I'll say it's everything about personal growth, independence, and just gaining international experience. It's a very good way of starting your career path and also to build up a network that will have worldwide reach in the future.
Yeah, because we both know how transformative your time at university can be, and especially if in your new environment, in an international environment, it really changes your perspectives and opens up your life. So, Daniel, thank you very much for this conversation. We hope that this podcast, both Daniel and I hope that this podcast helped to answer any questions that parents or carers might be thinking about. And especially if you're thinking about sending your children to study at the DIT or in Bavaria generally. Thanks very much for listening in, and goodbye from us.